First of all, I want, as always, to thank Meridian, Jeff Weinberg, and Ralph Hertzke and the whole chevra there in Meridian for all the years of Shiurim, sponsoring the Shiurim. Also, we have some Parnosim here in Esh Kodesh. For today, Rivka and Moshe Rosenbaum are sponsoring Dalet Shvat, covered the yard site of the Baba Sali Schus Yigleni, Rabbi Yisrael ben Rabbi Masud. The Neshama of the Tzaddik should have an Aliyah, and should bring down all kinds of hashpos for the Rosenbaums and for all of us, Be'ezah Hashem. And also, Adina and Steve Palin, Li'ilui Nishmas Dabrish Bas Avram, that the Neshama should have an Aliyah, the whole family should only Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. And also thanking Avi Dubin and Eli Sklar and Simcha Safir and the Safir family, and all the chevra there, the Parnosim, and are helping us with all of the shiurim. They should have Simcha Nachas and Bracha. Okay, we're doing this by Zoom, completely by Zoom today. There's some chevra, a lot of the chevra under the weather, and including myself a little bit. Nothing chas v'shalom terrible, but. We decided we would just maybe once this one time to go back to Zoom and anyway we're on Zoom. We try to be on Zoom every week to get to the chevra around in Eretz Yisrael and other places. So let's learn. We're on page Kuf Samach Vav in this edition of Esh Perk Yud Gimel. I think it's Yud Beis. In the other edition, a page or two or three before the end, where it says Nesayim Ba'od Dugman Deflomia Sefer Sipurim Aisias. That's what we're up to. Nesayim Ba'od Dugman Deflomia Me'a Sefer Sipurim Aisias. So, we've been learning about the past few weeks in this parak, Hashem's response. We're talking to him. That's what his Bardus is about. We're talking to him. And we desperately need, in some way, we understand that we're not Nevi'im, and we're not Bali Ruach HaKadosh. We were B'nai Nevi'im, but we need to have some feeling that we're hearing back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this last parak, that's what this parak is about. That's what we've been learning about. And last week we were learning from the Avedas Bas HaMelech, from the Lost Princess. And this week we're going to learn from another one of the stories, a way that Hashem speaks to us and gives chizik and gives nechama in response to our hisbodus. From a different one of the stories, the story of the exchanged children, which of course is very, very deep, every single word, and needs to be learned properly. I think that all of you know the basic storyline. I'm not going to go over the story, but you know what the story is about, that there was a Ben Melech and a Ben Shivcha. There was the true prince, and there was the son of the Shivcha, of the maidservant, that they became exchanged at the time of birth. And at an early point, they became exchanged. And as a result of that, the Ben Melech was living as a Ben Shivcha. The Ben Shivcha was living as a Ben Melech. And that's the story of our lives. B'nai Melochim, who are somehow confused and identify ourselves as B'nai Shivchas, as B'nai HaShivcha. So let's learn about this and how this is connected to what we're doing right now. Nesayim ba'odugim neflo mi'asefer sipurim ha'isis. B'maisis shel ben ha'melech ben ha'shivchus neschalfu. In this story of the ben ha'melech and the ben ha'shivchus neschalfu, mesaper Rabbeinu, in the ma'is of the ben melech and ben shivchus neschalfu, mesaper Rabbeinu shel achas sheben ha'shivchus nasa melech. So Menachem tells us that after the prince and the ben hashivcha, the pauper, I guess, after they're switched, misaper rabbeinu shulachas she ben hashivcha nasa melech. So eventually, what happens is this crazy thing that the ben hashivcha, the son of the maid servant, becomes king, becomes melech. So after this happened, Rabbi Nachman tells us, Shoma Shemaranim Olav, Shul Ben HaShivcha. So this Ben HaShivcha that is the imposter and is going as the king, he begins to hear that there are rumors circulating in the kingdom that the truth is that he's really a Ben Shivcha, that he's not really the prince, but he's really the Ben Shivcha. Vilamisha Hochzaki Ben HaShivcha, and his former friend, the one who is living the life of the Ben HaShivcha, the truth is, Ulamaisa Ben HaMelech Amiti. The truth is that he's really the Ben HaMelech, he's really the prince. So there are rumors circulating that he's not the real prince, he's really a Ben Shivcha. And the true prince is the one who's going like a Ben Shivcha. And from that moment that the imposter hears these rumors, Paul Bedrachim Shinas, he begins to work hard in all different ways, to oppress and to torment the true Ben Melech. To the point that the true prince can no longer remain in that place because of what he's suffering from at the hands of the Ben HaShivcha, who is sitting on the throne, Ki'ilu, he's the Ben HaMelech. So the true prince has to run away. Menasa Novenod. He becomes a Novenodniker, he becomes a wanderer, a schlepper. So the true Ben HaMelech is wandering. The imposter is sitting on the throne, afraid of losing the throne to the true Ben HaMelech. That's what the story is about. Now, Be'echad Ayomim, so what happens to the Ben HaMelech who's wandering around? So Be'echad Ayomim Niska Ben HaMelech Amiti B'chol HaMaisa Shi'iri Yimai. So Rabbi Nachman says that one day, in the midst of his misery and schlepping, the true Ben HaMelech thinks about his life, reflects upon his life, but everything that happened to him. V'heitav Charulai HaMatzav Shabo HaNimsa. And he's very angry about what's happened to him. I mean, he's royalty, and he's dragging around. And the one who has forced him into exile is the imposter, is the Ben HaShivcha, and he's angry. V'zomar madua magili einish kazeh. Why do I deserve this kind of punishment? He says, if the truth is, as I hear, as I've been hearing, and as I suspect, that I'm really the prince, then some horrible injustice has befallen me. Then there's this terrible, terrible injustice that's taking place in my life. That I'm the Ben HaMelech, and I've been usurped by the Ben HaShivcha. It's a terrible, terrible avla that's taken place. V'mani Ben HaShivcha, now if the rumors are not true, and I'm really just the son of the maidservant, I'm the Ben HaShivcha, then Madu Magili Lios Barech Magurish. Then why do I have to be in exile? Then why am I an outcast? Why am I a fugitive? What did I do wrong? So Mimanovshach. If I'm the Ben HaMelech, I should be sitting on the throne. And why this Avla? And if I'm the Ben Shivcha, then also why should I live such a life of an avinad? What did I do wrong? Why should I be treated in such a way? So mitarch shechoshav is b'ani b'matzavai. So he's thinking more about the injustice, the terrible unfairness of his matzav. Nofal mi madregasai, and as a result of this, like most people or many people who are overcome by the injustice of the circumstances of their lives, nofal mi madregasai, he falls from the person that he truly is. He falls far, far from that real Ben HaMelech, and even from being an upstanding Ben HaShivcha. And what happens to him? V'nefach l'shastian, he becomes a shikah. he becomes an addict. He gets addicted to alcohol. And all the modern day variations, if Rabbi Nachman were telling the story in 2021, all the modern day variations of that alcohol, narcotics, pornography, v'chulei v'chulei, he becomes not just another nut, not just a nice guy that's dragging around, but he is overwhelmed by the injustice, by the unfairness, and by the bitterness of his life. That how did this happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? He's angry. And he's powerless. And the angry, powerless person heads to the bar. And he finds a new chavra. As it goes in the old song, they're sharing a drink that's called loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. And that's his new life. He's a shikr. And Mimela, once he's a shikr, the life of a shikr was a life of ugliness and immorality and so on. And he sinks into that place, which Rabbi Nachman is telling us is what's happening to the Ben HaMelech, who is an outcast and is treated like a Ben Shivcha, either by his parents or by his teachers. And he begins to look at himself as a victim. And as a victim who is powerless, he heads into behavior that is self-destructive. So this story is from a long time ago, but it's very current. It's a very, very, very modern story. And that's what this is about, the exchanged children. All of us have suffered from this confusion. The Ben HaMelech was acting like a Ben HaShivcha. Lachazman, so Ibn Achim tells us, the Lachazman Tiel Ben HaMelech V'nach. So this alcoholic, the Ben HaMelech, the true prince, who's now an alcoholic, even an alcoholic has to have a day off every now and then, and a little bit of menucha. So he was traveling a little bit. He was taking a spatzir, and he rested a little. He had a little bit menucha. Maybe it was like midwinter break or something. And he began to analyze his life. He had a little bit of sobriety. He was maybe sober for a day or two or three. And he begins to make a cheshbon. He begins to analyze, to review what's happened to him. Was Omar, now Rabbi Nachman's so medayik in his words. Of course, the story was told in Yiddish. This is just from the translated from the Yiddish, but Rabbi Nachman's very medayik in his words. And at this point, the Ben HaMelech says the following: Ma zois osuli elokim. What did God do to me? Now pay close attention. In his first outburst, before he became an alcoholic, he didn't say, what did God do to me? God wasn't in the conversation. He just said, it's a low fair. This is unfair. I'm a victim of injustice. But there was nothing particularly religious about that tiny, of course, deep inside, it has something to do with religion, but it wasn't identified yet in that way. But now that he has some time to think, which we'll see, means it's a time he's doing a little bit of his bodhidus. And he has a little yeshiv hadas, as Rabbi Nachum says in a second. So now he thinks, Ma zayis osir li elokim. Now already there's a Rabbanu Shlomo. Oh, he's upset. He's upset at the Rabbanu Shlomo. But that's already a madrega. It's already a madrega. Ma zayis osir li elokim. What did the Rabbanu Shlomo do to me? Ma zayis osir li elokim. Madua nigzor li elias bereach magurish. It's no longer, why am I the Ben Melech, possibly the Ben Melech, why am I suffering in exile? It's, why did God send me into exile? This is already something else. We were already talking about a Rabbanu Shalom, who knows everything, who has all kinds of chesbainus. It's already something else. Madu nigzul aliyas berechem ogurish. Why this gezeira? Why this decree? It's really a decree. It's a gezeira from Melech Malcha Hemlochim, that I be sent into exile, that I be an outcast. Imani ben Hamelach, Imani ben Hamelach. Again, Mimanavshach. If I am the prince, if I'm really the Ben Hamelach, then bevadai avla gedoyle nasti me. Then it's a gewaltige avla, if I'm the Ben HaMelech. It's a taina. Ach gam imani ben ha-shivcha. So this sounds like the same. Avol gam, achim gam imani ben ha-shivcha. But even if I'm a ben shivcha, even if I'm not the prince, and I'm just a ben ha-shivcha, madu magili lias barachim agurish. And what did I do? What crime did I commit that I should be living like this, in exile, an outcast? Now here's the key. Rabbi Nachman says, Hisyashiv bedaitai. He didn't just go to the bar. He didn't just shoot up. He didn't just smoke some grass. He didn't just get onto his to that bad place on his computer and hook up with some other person who's in trouble. Here's something else happened. Hisyasha bedaitoi, which we're going to see in a second, that the chassidim heard from Rav Yitzchak Bender, that means his bodhidus. Hisyasha bedaitoi, he spoke to Hashem about this with Yishuv Hadas. He's upset, but he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. He didn't just head out to the bar. Hisyaisha bedaitoi v'omar. Hallo im yesh b'koicha shel Hashem la'asas gedor v'azeh. So the Ben HaMelech says, this is coming from the Rabbanu Shalom, this thing. It's not just a ma'isa shahaya. It's not just some bad luck. There's a Rabbanu Shalom. And if the Rabbanu Shalom has this power, this koyach, to do such a strange thing, for ahafaych sidrei olam, to make such of an ahafaychu, to switch a prince and a ben shivcha, to make such a strange thing in the world, that the ben hashivcha, he's sitting on the throne, or he's sitting in the Oval Office, whatever, and the ben hamelech is an alcoholic sitting next to some guy you know, with a tattoo and a ring in his nose or something. If the Baruch Hu would do such a thing like this, to make such a chalifin, such an exchange, Shani ben Amalach, that I, who am truly a ben Melech, Yehofech le ben HaShivcha, that I've been transformed into a ben HaShivcha, until I had to run away because the ben HaShivcha, the imposter, wants to get rid of me because I'm obviously a danger to his position to the throne. In Cain, are you talking Shasisi as Masha Sisi? Then maybe there's something in my life that I need to do differently. Then maybe I need to reconsider my own life. Maybe I need to think about whether I have myself lived up to what a Ben Melech is supposed to be. And maybe as a Ben Melech, maybe Hashem is testing to see whether I have the what it takes to be a Ben Melech. And to be a true Ben Melech means somebody that knows how to rise above the unfortunate circumstances of exile. Maybe to be a Ben Melech takes a certain amount of courage, a certain amount of confidence and strength, maybe a certain honesty, maybe a certain humility, maybe a certain confession of faults in my own life, because that's what a Ben Melech is, ultimately someone who's in control of his own life. And maybe that's something that I was lacking and I had to be put through and go into exile, like the Jewish people, in order to reveal the true malchus of who I am. That my malchus doesn't depend upon living in a palace. Just like Shlomo HaMelech had to spend some time in exile, as all of you know, that this is also alluding to that, when the Hashmadai and Shlomo HaMelech, the whole switch that took place, and that Shlomo HaMelech spent some time dragging around also as an outcast in exile, and the evil one was sitting on the throne in Yerushalayim. And he called Hayisi Melech, Hayisob Yerushalayim. When Shlomo HaMelech was walking around with a stick, and nobody believed him that he was really Shlomo HaMelech. And they all thought he was a Ben HaShivcha, some nobody. And Shlomo HaMelech says, no, I'm Hayisi Melech. I was the king in Yerushalayim. Say, yeah, you're the king. No. You're a Ben Shivcha, you're a nobody. So the Ben HaMelech now is beginning to turn inward into himself. Instead of being angry and just blaming the world, he begins to ask himself with Yishev HaDaas, Mas Shasisi V'chi Kach HaYisi Tzarech L'Snaig, and is this the way that I should have behaved? That when Hashem put me through, when the master of the world and the master of exchanges put me through difficulties and was testing me, that I went to the bar, that I sank into such a low life, into a low way of living. This is the way I should have behaved when I was put through difficulties and I was tested to see whether I'm really a Ben Melech. And he began to do tshuva. This caused him tremendous akmus nefesh. It's the hischilitztayer l'schayt, and he regretted ma'oid ala ma'isim harayim sha'asa. And he was filled with regret, with remorse for the terrible things that he had fallen into. So that's the story Rabbi Nachman is telling. I mean, the whole Ishtalshus afterwards. So until everything is set straight, is of course very remarkable. And maybe everybody should spend Shabbos reviewing the story. So v'hinei yesh l'havan. So we need to understand. How did this happen? That the very same thoughts that first led him to alcoholism and all kinds of disgusting behavior, the thought of this is an avla, it's an injustice, it's unfair. If I'm the Ben Melech, why did this happen to me? And even if I'm a Ben Shivcha, why do I deserve this? So how is it possible that the very same thoughts that he had initially that led him astray and led him into a life of the street, of the gutter, that now the very same machshava of if I'm a Ben Melech, Why did this happen to me? It's an avla. And if I'm a ben shivcha, it's also not right. It's not fair. But now, unlike the first time, with that machshava and that question led him to the bar. Now, the same question leads him into the world of tshuva to become an emissa, real ben melech who's worthy of malchus. Why? Haketzid yitachin she'oysa machshava she'evio oysa leprika solahim eilashech zero oysa v'tshuva. The very same, what seemed to be the same tainus, the same questions that initially led him to drinking and to all kinds of bad things, now brings him back to Hashem Yisbach, it brings him to do tshuva. So, Chevra, what Rabbi Nachman is saying, it's never about the conditions of your life. It's always about your attitude. It's never about the circumstances. It's the conditions, what's going on in your life. It's always about having the yeshiva das, the honesty, the presence of mind to think about who you are and why you were sent into this world. It's never about the conditions or the circumstances. Because right now, as we talk, could be people who are angry or are living in a 5-bedroom house with a nice yard, and the pressure of the mortgage is getting to them, and they're angry and miserable, and they're gonna take it out on nice people any minute. And you could have another person that's sitting in a tiny 1-bedroom apartment someplace with hardly anything to eat, and he's a ben melech. It's not about the position. It's about the person and who you really are. So what's the difference between the first time and the second time? The first time, the questions led him to the bar. And then the second time, the questions led him to doing tshuva and ultimately back to the throne. Why is that? So the answer is, V'pam harishayna hisyashe ben amalachim atzmai imach shavoysev ukoaz verosach mizam al ha'ovel ha'noyish anasimai. Because the first time he had this gut reaction and he thought about the conditions of his life and the terrible, terrible injustice of the circumstances of his life, and he was angry about the terrible avla that took place. But b'pam zu loikosav shomar mazayis osir li elokim. The first time, there was no mention of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first time, it doesn't say, Ma Zayis Osir Li Elokim. What did the Rebbeinu Shlom do to me? There's the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's the big king. B'nois HaLakach, and in addition to that, Loi Musko doesn't say, Shinesyasha B'daitai. But the first time, it doesn't say, that he came to a place of Yishev Hadas and Menucha. He just was angry and he was screaming. That's it. It doesn't say Nisyasha Bedaita. Nisyasha Bedaita. So Reb Levi Yitzchak Bender Alav Shalom. Rav Levitzik said that whenever Rabbi Nachman would say Nisyasha Bedaitoi, who Raimis Bezela Atsa say his burdens and Ikris Yishuv Adas. Rabbi Nachman was alluding to and hinting to his burdens, which is the avoid of Yishuv Adas. Nisyasha Bedaitoi is his burdens. Keshodam Nimse Betsaro Betsar. When a person is bitzara ubitzar, bekas v'charoin af, a person is angry, bekas v'charoin af, umachshavu shel ovel v'ashchase memalas es liboy, and his heart is filled with thoughts of this is unfair, and just destructive and angry thoughts. Yochel is darder. In that matziv, he can mamish be ruined. Well, I read this. Mikol yahadus rachmar l'slan, and he could run away from all of Yiddishkeit rachmar l'slan. And that's what a lot of people do. And it's not a matter of religion. That's not at the root of it. He's angry, and he feels hurt, and he feels mistreated, and with horrible mazel, and he runs away into all kinds of destructive things, and he leaves his Yiddishkeit. When a person brings Hashem into what he's going through in life, like when you read the Eish Kodesh from the Rebbe, from the Pius Etzner, he also had a lot of tainus and he was screaming and yelling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the whole Sefer. But it was always with Hashem's Baruch. Same thing with David HaMelech. David HaMelech has a lot of issues with Hashem, but the issues are with Hashem. He's always in a dialogue with Hashem. He's complaining. He's angry. If he were in yeshiva or was a seminary girl, he would be thrown out, David HaMelech, and it would say on his resume, not good shidduch material. If David HaMelech, if the things that he said to Hashem, it wouldn't fly nowadays. It wouldn't fly. The things that David HaMelech did and the things that he said and the anger that he felt, it wouldn't work nowadays. Could you imagine? There was a girl who was telling me the other day, now the girls are being interviewed for seminary, and she was telling me that the lady came from HSL to interview her and asked her, where are you going? Are you going anywhere during the midwinter break? And she said that she's going with her parents to Florida. And the rabbinit who was interviewing her asked her, or said to her, do you know that, do you plan on being by a swimming pool? She said, I hope so, you know. So then the rabbinit said, well, what if there are going to be men by the pool? So she said, I don't go swimming with men. I wouldn't go into the pool with a man. And the rabbinit said, okay. You know, and then she wrote it down in her notes. Doesn't swim with men. But could you imagine if there would be like an interview and she would say, well, I don't swim with men, but I stand on rooftops and I like to look down on men who are bathing. I do like to do that. I might not be in the bath or in the pool at the same time, but I do look down on somebody who is bathing from the opposite gender, which of course is what happened to David HaMelech and Bathsheba, right? So that would be interesting to see what the rabbinit would write in her notes about this girl, if she so much as said, no, I don't go swimming with guys, but I like to watch from the rooftops. That would be the end of the interview and the end of her career in seminary, no doubt. Donald had tainus. He says, Sonny Vishlachtani, you lifted me up to a high place, then you smashed me down on the ground. The whole Tillim, you see, he had tainus. But that's the greatness of David HaMelech. Every single thing with that, it was always, Ma'azayis Asur Li Elokim. Ma'azayis Asur Li Elokim. Rabbi Shalom, why are you doing this to me? He never went away from Hashem's Bar. Same thing when you learn Eish Kodesh. The Rebbe had all kinds of things. Never, ever went away. Never left. The Baditshuva didn't have things with Hashem's Bar, but it was with Hashem's Bar. He didn't run away. He didn't go to the bar. He stayed with the Baruch Shalom. He says, I'm gonna argue with you, like Eov says too. I have inyanim. I want to talk to you about But it was always his baidus. It was always his baidus. Ma zois osu li elokim. Ma zois osu li elokim. V'nois alokach lo muskush in esyaisha bedait. Also in the first time when he just got angry and he headed to the bar, it doesn't say nisyasha bedaito. It wasn't with the Yishuv Hadas. It wasn't with the Yishuv Hadas. It was just hurt and angry and mistreated and ba'aveled, and that's all. It wasn't with any Yishuv Hadas. I'll just put here in parentheses because of what the world is going through now. It's been going through for thousands of years, but unfortunately, because of the disgusting maisa that was uncovered in Eretz Yisrael, that what can one expect of a child who doesn't know what it means to have a dialogue with Hashem at that age, who is molested, mistreated, and tormented, doesn't know about a relationship with God, and is incapable of that time in his life of any Yishuv Hadas. What do we expect of that child except to be broken, to be angry, and to run away? What can we expect of such a child? Or of a young adult? I'm not just talking about a little kid. What can we expect? And even the truth is that when it happens to an adult who's mistreated, who doesn't have the kelim, who's not living in that place of Dveikus Bashem, and who's not living in a place of Yishuv Hadas and Hizbeidus and Tefillah and Dveikus, what could we expect of such individuals, that the Ben HaMelech, where a Ben Melech or a Bas Melech is treated in the most disgusting way, that no Ben Shifcha should ever be treated, and then sees religious people covering up and making excuses and lying and distorting the truth? What are we supposed to say? What's supposed to happen to such a Bas Melech, to a Ben Melech? What's supposed to happen to such a Ben Melech, to a Bas Melech? And then nobody believes you. And you might in the beginning scream out, I'm really a Ben Melech, I'm really a Bas Melech. And they say, nah, you're a Ben Melech, you're a Bas Melech. And the people who you trusted turned against you. What are they supposed to do? They feel like dirt and they feel like outcasts, and they feel that the people with us who are supposed to be the ones that to support them and the ones who are helping them, the ones who are supposed to be rescuing them, have turned against them. And what was any of this chevah supposed to do when they heard that, or they saw pictures that there's a levaya with 1,000 people and the mayor of Bnei Brak is getting up and making a hesped over a murderer, and people are feeling bad because the murderer killed himself, and they're krechting and crying and saying hespei them for a murderer who killed himself? No one told them to kill himself. The only avla here is that he didn't kill himself 25 years ago. That's the avla over here. That would have been a big taiva for a lot of people had he killed himself earlier. And don't get me wrong, I'm not happy about any Jew killing himself. The best thing would have been if he would have been helped 25 years ago. That's the best thing. I'm not happy that a Jew died. Even a Rasha, I'm not happy that he died. Sick person. But I'm a lot sadder about the ones that he killed. And I don't feel sad about his death. I feel sad about a world that didn't help a person like that. And he didn't feel safe enough being able to go into that world and talk to people and to say, Chevra, I need a lot of help because I have problems. I got big problems. Can somebody help me? And he didn't feel that he could do that. He didn't feel safe enough when he was younger to do that. That's what angers me. But to feel bad that he killed himself? Why should I feel bad? That was a decision he made. It was a terrible decision. A Jew should never come to such a thing. And Hashem should help any other people who are going through these problems, that they should not kill themselves. They should get help. They should get help. They shouldn't do such a thing. They should not kill anybody else, and they shouldn't kill themselves. They should get help. But what was a Bas Melech supposed to think when she's not even treated like a Bas Shivcha? And she sees that they're saying hespedim for the for the person who tortured her. What is she supposed to think? One of them committed suicide. That's what I was told. I didn't read any newspapers, and I don't read any computer stuff. But I was told that there was a girl that committed suicide. She committed suicide. She was supposed to be a healthy, happy young woman that would get married and have a beautiful family and make simchas. And she watches a levaya, and she watches hespedim, and she sees the rabbanim are saying all kinds of things. Zechrein levracha, or you can't speak lashon hara, v'chulei. And she killed herself. Where's the outrage about that? Where's the outcry of what happened to a bas melech? A true bas melech, not a ben shivcha. A bas melech. Where's the outcry? There is an outcry. Healthy-hearted people and normal people are crying. And maybe something will change. I didn't mean to go to that place, but it's something that I can't stop thinking about. But the difference in the second stage of this Ben Melech's life is Ma Zayis Osir Li Elokim. Like David HaMelech, he doesn't go away from HaKadosh Baruch. Like Yosef at Tzadik, when he was in prison in the bar, he doesn't leave Hashem. And Nisyaishev Bedaita. And they didn't go through such avalas like this, like what these girls, what these people, these boys have been through. There's a much bigger avalas than anything that this Ben Melech went through. Much bigger avalas.
But
when a person is in his bodidus and he brings Hashem into everything that he's going through, and he's begging Hashem, help me, I want to come back to you. I don't understand. This is hurting me so much. Why did I go through this? But he talks to Hashem about it. Tiftach es einai ladas marit soinchim b'meni. Hashem, open my eyes. Help me to understand, why are you doing this? What do you want me to do? Tell me how my life could be different. What is it that I need to do in my life? As I oizel Hashem es baruch ha-bokech es einav, then Hashem helps him and opens his eyes. It doesn't mean that everything's going to get better. It didn't get better for the Ben Melech right now. But the eyes open. Lahavin dvarm she'efshel, lahavin b'shum hezber. And he begins to hear an answer from Hashem, and things begin to open up in a way that no other person, no other could explain. Rak b'siyata d'shmai, that Hashem helps. She'kesh'odem zoichela, that when a person is zoicha, ho'mevin she'hamo aroi, she'ayv malav, he begins to understand in a very deep way. That all that he is going through, it's all from Hashem, and it's all for the ultimate tachlis of what's good for him in this world. And what he needs to go through, what the Ben Melech or the Bas Melech has to suffer with, and suffer from in order to become that person who's now going to save thousands of other people, who's going to do all kinds of amazing tikkunim in this world, and pull out thousands of other people who are in the mud, who are in the dirt, and to tell them, no, you're really a Bas Melech, you're a Ben Melech. You're the true Bas Melech, not that person that killed himself. You're the Bas Melech. To bring him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now what he begins to explain on the next page in this edition, Kuf Samaches, is how we can look differently now to go into Tehillim. Because David HaMelech is our Rebbe for his Bardus. David HaMelech is our Rebbe for davening for his Bardus. But I think that this will begin with next time. It's one of the Kapitlach Ayin Zayin from the Tikkun HaKloli. But we won't be able to really finish it now. And my voice is running out. So, Mitzvah Hashem, look, we'll finish the Perek, Bez Hashem, next week. We'll finish the Perek with a Kapitl from with Kapitl Ayin Zayin, and to see how all of this becomes so clear from David Melech's way of davening, that this is how a Ben Melech not only survives the time in Galus, but becomes worthy of the throne, Davke, as a result of Galus, as long as you remain in that place of his bodhis and conversation and tefillah, that Davke, through those difficulties, you and I are able to ascend to the throne that we're worthy of, as Asha. Okay, so, to be continued. A good Shabbos to the Chavim.